Welcome back to the AIS training hall for the second game in the series between the Perth Lynx and the AIS. And joining me in commentary today, very warm welcome to Dale Barnes. And Dale, well, the girls disappointed, bitterly disappointed with their result yesterday, but a chance to make amends for it today.
Yes, at the beginning of the season, this was one of the, or these two games, the ones that we really aimed at getting, get us off to a good start, and they were disappointed they let us cook last night. I think they'll address a couple of issues like rebounding, and hopefully we might be able to pull out a win for the young girls today.
A disappointing night last night, but still the girls showed a lot, and they're still coming together. Point guard, a real problem though, and it gets worse after last night.
Yeah, I think last night there were some positive signs. I thought our first half in particular, up until just a few minutes before half time, was exceptional, especially the offensive end. We were playing with a bit of confidence there, and then Lisa Skagley went down early in the third quarter, and again, yeah, that's put more pressure on that point role, and Katie Ray's going to have to step up and play some more minutes, and we've got to find somebody else to carry the ball at times as well. So that's one thing we're going to have to deal with.
Perth were very good at collapsing in on your inside players last night. You'll be looking to get the ball in and out quicker to try and break that sort of D.
Yeah, I think our running game was very good, and when they slowed us down into the half-court game, as you said, they blocked up the middle a fair bit, and we didn't create too many good scoring opportunities for ourselves. So we need to work on that. We've talked about it, and hopefully we can bring that through to fruition today.
And keep the series alive.
Exactly, yeah, that's what we're after.
A little bit.
Thank you.
Well, and Ryan, it's win column now has a one in it, hopefully two at the end of today.
Well, it will be two if we play with the commitment we showed last night. We have to play for four quarters, and we've set ourselves to win two. We didn't come here to split it. We come here, we've got the front end, but we don't want to finish the job. It's a long trip home tonight to ask yourself what if, and then it's a long wait to get a chance to play them again. So we want to make sure the series is over today. We want to finish it today.
For yourself, the move over to Perth and the recruiting this year has been very strong, which gives you a great chance, not only against the AIS, but against the rest of the Price Pack WNBL.
Well, I think that the thing is, we've got players in our program who want to be here. Every player here has made a great commitment. With the exception of Catherine here, every player here plays for the team they want to play for, and they're not being paid to do it. So it's not like we've thrown a checkbook at these girls. Their commitment level has been outstanding. What I'm impressed about is the fact that everything they're asked to do, they do. Sometimes they probably go, but they do it. And really, our attitude is that we're recruiting for our future. And the three young kids you haven't seen this weekend, or four young kids, Kay Tucker's not here, Emily Fielding's not here, Ainsley Sanders is not here, and Samantha Duff. So there's good young kids that we've still got to bring in over the next few months. And we're looking at that for our future. So next year we'll try and add just a couple more pieces to the jigsaw puzzle. But the core group is the group that'll take the Lynx forward into next year as well.
Sounds like the plan's already in motion. And well, the more wins you chalk up this year, the better it will be for the future.
Well, definitely, because I think wins breed confidence. We come away from this weekend, if we get the second one, which we really want to, we believe we won three out of four quarters. We set ourselves to win all eight. So the best we can do is seven now, so we're going to be very keen to win them. And from there, your confidence grows, and winning's a great status there, isn't it? You want to come to training when you're winning. You want to come to training when you're in the four, and we intend to be fourth tonight.
All the best.
Thank you.
Well, getting set for a start here in a few moments' time, and well, interesting the lineup for the AIS. It's been hit pretty hard with your guards going down like flies, Dale.
Yes, pre-season we had Renee Camino, who was probably the most experienced player in this team, was a member of the Australian under-20 team, and was recognised as one of the best players of the World Championships last year. Consequently, she had a call-up to the Opals, and while this was over in New Zealand, she did her ACL, ruptured her ACL, and is out for the season. Everything's on track for her recovery, but she is out. Christina Fox is again another girl that we're missing. And last night, Lisa Skaglia went down with a knee, which at this stage we're not quite sure, but we're hoping she'll be back in maybe 3 to 6 weeks.
The Price Attacks WNBL would like to thank the following sponsors. Price Attacks, the ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Moulton, Thermo Skin and Virgin Blue. The starting five for the AIS, Katie Ray Esri, Michaela Domkins, Melissa Smith, the captain of the AIS, Abby Bishop, and also Rebecca Sharp out there. The starting five for the Perth Lynx, Kelly Haywood, Melissa McClure, Natalie Love, Catherine Hanks and Deanna Butler, Deanna Smith. Well, we'll get the pleasantries out the way there, and even might get a few of the right names throughout the call. But, Dale, it should be an interesting game. Both these teams, well, were reasonably evenly matched. The jump ball will be between Bishop and also Hanks, who, well, they really have to tighten up on Hanks this game, as it's all in readiness now to start. Bishop and Hanks. Bishop gets the tap back to Esri. Esri right side goes to Schott. Schott goes to the centre. Dompkins fakes the three-point attempt. Goes to the right elbow. Oh, and that's for Dompkins. 2 points. As they run it down, Haywood across to Smith. Smith gets the ball pass intercepted that time by Bishop, holding her hands there, but will come back to Perth. Perth gets it back on to Smith, kicks it over down the bottom corner. Love shot, rattles off the iron. Now it's Hanks with the rebound. Hanks, 2 points, and Perth move up 2-2 even inside the first half a minute. Dompkins now drives at the other end. Dompkins, 4 points for the game. Nice play up there, Dale.
Yes, nice drive to the basket. Took it strong there.
Smith now brings it down, goes left side to Haywood. Haywood looks over the top to go to Love, but found McClure. McClure kicks it over to Love. Love, 2 points. 4 points to, or 4 points apiece now. Here, 8 minutes, 58, and it's a high-speed game. To and fro. Smith now goes back to Dompkins at point, looking for Smith in the paint. Smith kicks it back out again to Sharp. Sharp's at the elbow, bounce pass across to Bishop, and McClure wraps up a jump ball, and well, just not quite executing there, Dale.
No, I think Gabby brought the ball down low. Should have held it up high, I think, in that case, and wouldn't have got the jump ball.
Down, Love now gets it back to McClure. Just is right up in her face. Now into the right corner. Smith for three. Rattles in and out. Katie Ray Esri trying to get the rebound. And then it runs off the leg of Haywood. And the AIS will get the put in. Shuts is the half court, gets the inbound pass, goes long to Esri. Esri across to Bishop. Bishop puts up the shot. Bishop, 2 points for the game. And the AIS kick out to a 2-point lead, 8:15 left on the clock. McClure now, bounce pass to the elbow. Hanks goes to Smith on the baseline. Smith calls for the travel. 6-4, 8 minutes left.
Katie Ray Ebsery, the 15-year-old, nice penetration, for showing a lot of composure for a girl who is such young age.
Esri has the ball on the right wing now. Joes gets a screen from Smith, drives to the key, and the shot, well, she is fouled on the Haywood, first personal foul. And Haywood there just getting into her as she was going to the layup. So Esri at the line. She'll shoot now. First shot. Just hits the front of the iron, falls down. She'll be looking for that as a confidence booster, but has one more chance now, Dale.
Yes, comes the second shot. She should nail this one.
Second shot's in the air, rattles round. Hanks does the rebounding, and the score remains 6-4 as it goes down the right wing. Smith goes back to Hanks at the top of the key, back to Smith right side. They just work it out amongst themselves for a moment. No one cutting. Oh, Haywood cuts into the paint. Oh, block shot that time by Bishop. Jump ball and still, Bishop's still troubled by that hand.
Yes, done something to her finger.
Yeah, it was just in the early part in that first minute. Smith goes inside. Haywood working a full court press on Katie Ray Esri. They're trying to really keep the pressure on her as the youngest member in the Price Attack WNBL. Esri turns around, gives it Smith. Through hands, shots. Shots, takes it into the paint now. She was triple teamed, and Love strips her of the ball as she's going into the layup. And the AIS will have it back at the baseline with 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Inside again, Dompkins, three-point attempt over the top of Smith. The three-point shot doesn't fall. Haywood does the rebounding, kicks it on to Smith at the other end now. And Deanna Smith puts up the shot. Deanna Smith, 2 points. And it's 6 points all here with 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Esri now goes across to Shots. Corner is Domkin. Low post is Bishop, and the foul will be called on Love. Foul called on Natalie Love, her first personal.
Yeah, Love just came over the back of Abby Bishop and got called for the foul there.
Long inbound pass goes to Smith. Smith now. Bounce pass into Shots. Shots. 2 points. AAS 8-6.
That's a lovely steal there and took it strong to the basket.
Hayward now works it down to McClure. Back to Love. Now Sienna Smith on the right side. Goes across long. Hayward has to reach up to get it. Ezra in front. She goes off, draws Shots. 3 points to Melissa McClure. And that gives Perth the lead for the first time. It's 9-8 with 6:28 on the scoreboard. And a long pass down the ground, just getting intercepted there, tapped over the baseline by Perth. And we'll have our first subs. Finnegan and Milo coming into the game for McClure and Love. So the first sub is Shot, inbounds the ball again. Smith drives baseline, bounces pass across the Shots, gives it back to Bishop. Bishop, 4 points.
Hello, that time didn't seem to bother her with that nice shot.
Yeah, Smith now brings it over the half, goes right side to Mihovic. Milo, she's home. Inside, back into the key to Butler. Bishop up in front, blocks it. Hanks, 4 points for the game as she puts it in off the glass. Bishop thought she had it covered there, but Hanks was just too hard at the glass. Ezra now over the top. Bishop puts up the shot, hits the back of the iron, and the ball falls into the hands of Hanks once again, and Smith is able to bring it down the floor. Dumps over the top to Finnegan. Finnegan out to 3 points for Hayward. It runs off the front of the iron. It's been tapped on, and it will be a Perth ball from the side. Tomlinson in for Bishop for the AIS, and Thompson coming in for Perth. Hayward sitting down. Inbound pass once again. No, foul off the ball. Michaela Domkins, first personal foul. Didn't quite see what that was for, Dale.
Oh, I think she blocked her progress. The AIS was playing the zone. They've stepped back into man-to-man now, and she was just trying to stop Smith from getting the ball. Who's a nice shooter.
So, Hanks with 6 points for the game now as she gets in the rebound. It looked like Tomlinson had done enough there to stop that play, but as it was, Hanks too good on the glass. Shots now going low as a foul off the ball. First foul on Milo. Lewis into the game for the AIS. Shots sitting down. AIS, Lewis to bring the ball in and get some hands immediately on it. Thompson, downtown three-pointer. Perth was boxing out. Finnegan did the rebounding and Thompson's off to the races. Thompson, bounce pass inside to Hank. Kick out to Finnegan. 3 point, hits the iron. Smith there to do the rebounding for Perth. Smith now, 4 points for the game. 4 minutes, 58 left to go on the clock. Left side, Duncan finds Lewis. Lewis looking busy as she gets into the paint. Pass is intercepted, tapped away by Deanna Smith of Perth, and it will be a ball in from the side. Duncan to do the inbounding. Bounce pass into Tomlinson. Tomlinson goes back to Duncan, drives baseline, but the foul called. In fact, a foot over the baseline there, so the turnover affected as Perth lead 15 points to 10 here with 4 minutes 40 left to go in the term. Milo now at the left elbow, goes back to Deanna Smith. Deanna Smith brings the ball down the floor, bounce pass into Finnegan. Tomlinson trying to work on her. I think the foul will be called on Tomlinson, first personal foul. And, just reaching in that time.
I think Luella just needs to be a little bit stronger down there and hold her ground.
So Finnegan at the line, her first free throw attempt is all net. So Finnegan now with the second shot. Perth out to a 16-10 lead at the moment. Makes that a 17. Finnegan's first 2 points for the game as Bartlett will come in for the Perth Lynx. Deanna Smith sits down. And Katie Ray-Esbury has to bring the ball back over the half court. Tomlinson looking, dumps over the top to Mert Smith. Foul called. First personal foul on Catherine Hanks. Once again reaching in.
Yes, just again reaching over the top, trying to get the ball. Fouled her.
Ebsbury now over the top looking for Tomlinson in the paint, and the points won't count, but it would have been confidence building for Tomlinson.
Yeah, that was a tough pass to get. It probably wasn't a really great pass, but she came up with the goods.
Second personal foul on Milo. Tomlinson now at the line, puts up the shot, rattles in and out, and well, it could be costly at the end of the game.
Yeah, the foul shots. Well, she made the second one, but...
Tomlinson, 1 point for the game. And, oh, Thompson for Perth almost left the ball behind. Bartlett now working hard, brings it over the front. Goes right side to Thompson on the right wing, tries to cut baseline, over the top, gets it to Finnegan, and Finnegan's shot rattles in and out. Good work by Mel Smith, but she's absolutely mugged as they are... Jump ball. No, the foul's been called. Foul call. Foul called on Thompson, her first personal.
And she was just surrounded by players there. The AIS the last time down the court had put a zone press on and a switching zone. So to see if those tactics work.
Well, into the bonus now. So the AIS walk the floor, and Smith once again just cannot get that first one to drop. Mel Smith, second one rattles away, and Milo does the rebounding. Thompson off to the races. Katie Ray looking on her shoulder, goes into Hanks. Hanks at the free throw line, gets it outside to Thompson, goes back low post to Finnegan. Finnegan, Smith gets a touch on it, but Milo working in the paint, kicks it over to Hanks. Foul's being called, and Hanks couldn't get it in that time. First personal foul on Molly Lewis. Abby Bishop back into the game now for Melissa Smith. So Hanks goes to the line, and Hanks was devastating last night.
And she's a nice strong player, and our girls just can't seem to find a way to stop her at the moment.
She makes the first. And it's out to an 18-11 ball game with a shot to come. 3:34 on the clock. First term. Hanks makes both. Hanks, 8 points for the game. As Johnson now working hard, tries to get to baseline, pulls up at the low post. Our outlet pass goes straight to Thompson. Thompson off to the races. Rejected. But the foul will be called on first personal foul on Esri. Timeout called by the AIS. So the first timeout called here. We'll take a break. The Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. So, well, your thoughts in this early going?
Well, it's 11:19 at the moment. It's 3:19 to go in the first quarter, and the AIS girls have missed some crucial foul shots. I think with missed five from my memory, I think Katie Ray missed two, Melissa Smith missed two, and Luellis missed one. And they had to put those in. It'd be obviously be up to 16-19, which is not too bad. So I think we just need to address that. It's just a little bit of concentration error, maybe a bit of over anxiousness by the young girls, but they just need to relax when they get to the foul line.
One thing there is that they're still not getting in and out quickly, so it is allowing Perth to collapse their defence in on your players in the paint.
Yeah, they're doing a very good job. As soon as the AIS girls get a rebound, they're surrounded by them, and we've got to make sure that we get that outlet pass immediately, otherwise it ends up being a jump ball.
And One is the official supplier of footwear to the AIS basketball program. And Thompson will be at the line now for her two shots. Gets that icing the shooter there, that timeout, and it's worked.
Yes. Can work both sides.
Thompson again makes the second. Thompson, 1 point for the game. And Paddy Ray Esri brings it over the half court. Tompkins goes back to Lewis, now onto Esri. Esri back into Bishop. Bishop back out to Esri. Esri puts the ball on the floor, pulls up at the free throw line. Esri, 2 points. Now Perth 20, AIS 15, as 2 minutes and 52 seconds. In fact, it's 13:20, my apologies. 2 minutes 47 as Bartlett goes to the baseline, kicks it out to Hanks. Hanks rattles off the iron, and Bishop will get the ball off the rebound. Lewis and Tompkins carries the ball down the floor. Goes long to Tomlinson. Tomlinson sets herself for a three-point shot. His foot was on the white stripe. Lewis goes in hard, and I think Lewis called for her first, second personal foul. As shot, Rebecca Schatz comes in for Katie Ray Esri, and shot came back onto the floor. Well, Katie Ray doing a lot of work there.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of pressure on Michaela Dobson. Michaela had a really lovely game last night and top scored for the AIS, and Perth getting after her today, putting a lot of physical pressure on her off the ball. And I think the AIS coach is trying to draw the referee's attention to a few illegal holds there, but Michaela's just got to keep playing. And
Finnegan, 3 points for the game now. Lewis across inside to Tompkins. Tompkins puts the ball on the floor. She tries to do it all herself. Foul has been called on, first personal foul on Melinda Bartlett.
Yeah, Bartlett's doing a good job on Michaela, and that stage just bodied her a little bit as she was about to shoot.
So that will send Tompkins to the line. Deanna Smith back in for Milo. And, well, Tompkins just lining up at the free throw line. Makes the first. The conference building first free throw for her.
Yeah, she's a lovely shooter, Michaela.
Tompkins makes both, 6 points for the game. Thompson now working left side, gives it to Deanna Smith. Deanna Smith goes back to Hanks at the point, then right side to Thompson for three, off the back of the iron. Tomlinson now getting into that triple play trap. She eventually is able to get it out to Tompkins, kicks the right side to Schatz. Schatz drives baseline, Schatz, 2 points. 4 points for the game. Now Bartlett. Bartlett drives into the paint. Lewis was in front of her, tries to get it over the top to Deanna Smith. And we will have Hayley Munro comes in for her first minute, as along with Natalie Luxor, Perth, Lewis and Finnegan sitting down. So Tomlinson now goes right side. Tomlinson goes to Munro, then to Tompkins, drives right. Tomlinson back, then to Schatz. Schatz goes right to Tomlinson. Tomlinson gets into the paint, gets around Hanks. Thought there should have been a foul call there. Hanks was really into her.
Yeah, she sort of bumped her. She shot the ball and probably maybe put her off her shot.
And Bishop will just tap the long range pass down the floor. But it's AIS's ball. Subs coming into the game, Melissa Smith for Abby Bishop and Alicia Shearing, first minutes on the court for Llewellyn Tomlinson. So, Alicia Shearing, local Canberra girl in the program for the AIS this year, goes to Tompkins. Tompkins drives down, finds the elbow, rattles in and out. Hanks does the rebound again. Thompson has to go underhanded pass over the half court to Bartlett in the last minute now of the first quarter. Smith fakes and then pumps the shot, rattles out. Getting back there was Melissa Smith, but it just doesn't fall. 50.9 seconds left to go in the term. 21-17 is the lead for Perth.
Yeah, the AIS are playing the matchup zone again, trying to stop the penetration, but Deanna Smith's just too good. She takes into very experienced player, Deanna, and gets a nice shot and a foul as she goes to the line to shoot a bonus shot.
First personal foul on Melissa Smith, as it will be Deanna Smith to make the bonus. Down to Smith now, 7 points for the game. 43 seconds, left side shot, back to Mel Smith, who loses the handle on it. Tompkins is able to break it down. Munro gets in front of her. Tompkins bounce pass to Hanks. Hanks is able to get the shot up. Shearing couldn't bring down the rebound. Goes back, Bartlett will outlet it to Thompson, and they will run through the offense. Thompson, bounce pass over to Love. Love, turnaround jumper, and I think that's Shearing or Munro.
I think it might be Munro.
First personal foul on Hayley Munro.
Yeah, Hayley just coming from behind then. I think Elise had her covered. She no need to do that, but probably just a bit of anxiety just coming in into the game, trying to make a statement there.
Well, Love at the line. Just doesn't quite get the first one. 16.8 seconds on the clock here. First quarter, Perth lead 24-17. Love's second shot rattles in. And Love will move up now to 3 points for the game. Tompkins right side, 8 seconds left, shot in and then out. Shearing shot rattles off the iron and over the side with 3 seconds left to go in the quarter. Timeout called by the Perth Lynx. Molten is the official game ball supplier of the Price Attack WNBL, and you can watch all the action every Saturday afternoon on ABC Television, the official broadcast partner of the Price Attack WNBL. Dale, your thoughts would be an interesting time to call a timeout. 3 seconds.
3 seconds, yeah. Obviously, Perth want to set up a play here. They're, you know, sometimes the coaches just want to try something. They've got nothing to lose. He's got a timeout that he's got up his sleeve, so he's just going to, you know, run some strategy.
And it's a full court play because he'll be taking it in from the backcourt.
Yeah, so you would think it'd have to be a long pass to get any sort of a decent shot up. Do you think he'd be wanting a long pass, maybe someone coming up a screen and opening up for a three-point shot?
Well,
AI will have to be aware of the long passes.
Yeah, they're going to have to be defending just man up at this stage.
Yes.
And keep your hands out of off their bodies.
That's right. The last thing you wanted to do is foul them at this stage and send them to the line.
Interfuse is the official technology supplier to the Price Attack WNBL, and you can keep up with all the action at wnbl.com.au. So as 3 seconds are left, we set up for the play now. Looking for the long pass, Hanks goes into Thompson, who is at the back of the defensive key, drives down the floor and doesn't get time to put the shot up. At quarter time, Perth Lynx the lead, 25-17.
Yes, Perth were looking for, they had Deanna Smith coming off the screen in the middle of the court and she ran long, but was covered by the AIS girls and they couldn't get that pass. That was the play that they were running, trying to get a nice layup there for Deanna Smith.
Well, Perth have looked settled. The AIS looking a bit rattled.
Yeah, I think, again, what you were saying is when the AIS get the defensive rebounds, they've got to get it out quicker. They're swarming them and trying to hold them up. Consequently, the AIS can't run. But when they do get it out, a couple of times we've had some nice layups. Luella Thompson got it out to Rebecca Schatz, and she did a nice layup. And I think that's the strategy they've got to do. They've got to make sure that they don't give them any second shots, that they get on the rebound, and get the ball out quickly.
They haven't been able to shut down Hanks at all. I guess the strategy now is, well, to just really concentrate on the ball going to her rather than the ball worrying about when the ball's in her hand. They've got to cut off the passes rather than try and cutting her off.
They may have to try and front her instead of playing her from behind, because if they play from behind, she likes to go, she takes the plunge over to her left and then always comes back to her right. So we've got to be aware of that and take away her right hand. I think the learning curve for these girls, they're young AIS athletes, and this is what it's all about, playing at this high level, playing against Captain Hanks, an American player, coming here to as a professional. also a great opportunity for our young girls to learn from playing against the likes of Catherine.
At quarter time, leading scorer for the game is Catherine Hanks on 8 points. Deanna Smith sitting there with 7 for the Perth Lynx. And for the AIS, it is leading scorer, 6 points to Michaela Tompkins, and 4 points apiece to Abby Bishop and also Rebecca Schatz. When the Price Attack WNBL travels from coast to coast, they use the official airline partner, Virgin Blue. Returning to the court for the AIS is Katie Ray Esri, also there Rebecca Schatz, Melissa Smith, Elise Shearing and Michaela Tompkins. For the Perth Lynx, it's Thompson, McClure, Deanna Smith, Love and Hanks. So second quarter about to begin. And we'll see if the AIS can do anything in this term, as the inbound pass goes immediately to Thompson. Thompson brings it into the front court, then goes to Love. Love now turn around, but Shearing looks like Elise Shearing, first personal foul.
Yeah, Elise just reached in there trying to get the ball, and unfortunately got a little bit of Love's arm as she did so.
So as Perth set up again,
ball came off the foot of the AIS player, and so it's now Thompson taking the ball in from that side, from the baseline. Passes into McClure. McClure's looking for a shot, she's heavily guarded, passes to Love, and Love puts a nice little jump shot in from the top of the key.
Love, 5 points for the game.
Esri has the ball now, bring the ball up the court, to passes to Smith, passes to Schatz, nice ball movement here. Esri has the ball but takes the dribble and loses it, it's all tied up on the floor, the jump ball and the AIS ball from the side. Oh no, sorry, must be Perth. Perth ball from the side.
Bishop comes in for Shearing, and it is AIS's ball. Yeah. Everyone's packed up down the other side.
Yes, I thought he originally did say AIS, and I thought it was our turn to have the ball. They don't actually have jump balls in basketball anymore. They have alternative possessions. And so if it was Perth's ball last time, it's AIS, and consequently it goes on like that.
Ball that was inbound, it got slapped over the baseline. Now Schatz will bring it in from the baseline. Katie Ray fakes the three-point attempt, goes into the paint at the right elbow. The shot was short, but the foul has been called on the play.
Yeah, Thompson got a...
Thompson, second personal foul. Sorry, Dan.
Oh no, Thompson just got hold of her arm as she was about to shoot. So let's see if she can put these two foul shots in.
Yeah, Katie Ray Esri will shoot two from the line. As the first one, all net.
Yeah, beautiful shot.
That'll be a confidence building for her. Second shot on a play. Makes both. Ezra now 4 points for the game.
A lot of composure there. The AIS is sticking with their zone. They're doing a matchup zone, trying to keep them away from the board. Let's see if they can put some more pressure on Catherine Hanks.
Well, they certainly got her with her back to the ring that time. Yeah. But she was able to get it out to McClure, but McClure's shot didn't fall, and the AIS will bring it in again from the side. First minute gone of the second term. Esri now bringing it down, goes left side to Smith. Now Tompkins back to Smith, looking around, goes inside to Schatz. Schatz gets the pass tapped away by Love, and the foul.
That was a beautiful pass by Schatz. She just got the ball low and did a around her back pass to Abby Bishop, who was
McClure picks up her first personal foul. And Schatz gets it inside to Smith. Smith, 2 points for the game. Good work there. That was a good inbound pass. Now at the other end, it's Thompson. Thompson now goes to Love. Back to Thompson. Thompson working around there. Gets around Esri, drives into the paint. Thompson goes all the way, doesn't fall. Smith does the work on the rebound and gets it through hands. Now Tompkins, Thompson's to Katie Ray Esri, drops. No, it doesn't. Goes Tompkins back, gets the shot away. Doesn't fall in towards the net, but goes to Bishop and McClure. McClure picks up her second personal foul.
Well, there was a lot of physical play in that play there.
It was rugby.
Yes, there was a shock with, I thought, a couple of fouls that could have been called earlier, but the referees decided to let the game go on, and AIS kept coming up with the ball, and finally a foul was called, and Abby Bishop just put her first foul shot in.
Bishop now 5 points for the game. And shot up again. Bishop, both nets, 6 points for the game. It's 23 to Perth 27, so a 4 point ball game with 8 minutes left.
Yes, the defense seems to be working now. AIS are doing their matchup zone. They've extended it to half court matchup zone, and they're doing a really good job. They've just got to be aware of this Perth team has got some outside shooters. While they may start Hanks down a little bit, they've got to be aware of McClure and Smith.
Esri, second personal foul. As the ball inbound, oh, McClure couldn't get the shot away. Smith goes back to Esri, hits it across, two shots, shot, 2 points, six for the game. Timeout called by Perth.
Yes, I think the Perth coach wants to address this zone defense that the AIS are playing and get these girls better organised. That was a beautiful steal in the zone, and consequently just a lovely transition basketball to the AIS, and that's what they've got to do. You've got to play that type of defense and run on this team.
Thermoskin is the official supplier of injury prevention products to the Price Attack WNBL. We'd like to welcome the AIS families to the game. Welcome to the Caminos, Tomlinson, Smith, Lewis and Esri families. So, with this timeout, with 7 minutes 53 left on the clock, and it's back to a 2 point ball game. Perth lead 27-25, and the AIS, well, leading scorers at the moment, Schott and Domkins and Bishop, all with 6 points apiece. We also have got Hanks still 8 points. Hanks hasn't scored in this quarter, so the D is certainly working well.
Yes, I think that the AIS coach Dean Kingsman has addressed that. He's realised that they can't stop her one-on-one, so they've gone to this zone, and it's a match-up, and they're putting a lot of pressure out the front. It goes extending it over the court when it's from the end line, and then they just pull it back a little bit and try and block up the middle.
Well, McClure brings the ball back in now for Thompson, and then back to McClure, Hanks, Thompson. The zone working for the AIS again. Goes Hanks on the perimeter, back to Deanna Smith, then to Thompson. Thompson with the ball on the floor, bounce pass left side to Love. Love goes back to Hanks. Hanks puts the shot up over the top of Smith, doesn't fall, and Bishop will come up with the rebound. She has tapped away as she starts the dribble, gives it to Schott now, goes back to Esri. Esri at the top of the key, drives left, then kicks back. Oh, McClure gets a hand in on it, taps the pass away, but Smith goes back and collects. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. It's Schott inside to Bishop. Bishop can't get the shot in. Deanna Smith does the rebounding, and in the end, it's Bishop giving away the foul. And that will first personal foul on Abby Bishop. So the AIS just forcing that turnover there, but still defending hard.
Yes, they forced Hanks into taking the 20-foot shot, which is a lot better percentage than letting it get the 3 footers around the basket.
Thompson tries to put up a 8-footer as 18-footer,
yeah.
As Michaela Domkins wrestling for the rebound, just hits her head very hard on the ground. And Haywood to come back in the game for Thompson. 6 minutes 54 left to go in the 6:54. Left in the half, 27-25 still the score, and referee Corcoran there just concerned about the light for the jump ball.
Yes, just making sure that was correct. I think Melissa McClure just spoke to him and asked him, was that correct, or was AIS ball? She thought AIS had the ball last time, but it was Perth in the jump ball, so the lights are correct, and it was AIS ball from the jump ball there.
Second personal foul on Hanks. And, certainly a different tempo game today as Schrotz goes in. Smith almost could have gone three-pointer. Hank slaps the ball away that was looking to go to a bounce pass into Schrotz at the baseline, and AIS will have it from the side this time. 6:42 on the clock. Long pass over to Smith. Smith now, right side, two shots. Shots, bounce pass into Dompkins. Dompkins now, shot doesn't drop. Bishop gets the glove board. And Smith, in the end, will tap the ball out of Hank's hand, and Perth will come up with the ball.
Good pressure by Perth on the shooting without fouling the girls.
Hayward now. Hayward looking for options. She wasn't happy. McClure, her pass is tapped away by Esrae. Comes up in the hands of Smith. Schott brings it down into the paint. Schott puts up the shot, rattles round. Bishop can't go for it. Who gets back onto the ball? It's Mel Smith, the captain of the AIS side. He goes to Dumpton's. Tries to get a high pass over to Bishop. They didn't need to do that, really, because they had the shot clock reset.
Yes, I think the pass was on, but it was just a little bit too high.
Finnegan back into the game now.
The defence is working for the AIS though, don't you think, Craig? They're doing a good job there.
Yeah, it looks good. As Hanks goes from the outside into Milo, who also came back in the game. Back outside to Hanks. Now it's on Hayward. Hayward into the paint. Her layup doesn't fall. Hanks does the... she intercepts the pass almost. Hanks! 10 points for the game. And her first score of the quarter comes at 5:48 to go. Esrae tries to drive into the paint again. She lost the dribble. Goes back to Smith. And Smith, her shot from the elbow doesn't fall. And it looks like, although Schott's got it to Esrae, it will be...
a foul on Rebecca Schatz there.
Second foul on Rebecca Schatz.
Yeah, Rebecca came over the back of the girl in a loose ball situation and unfortunately just came up with a foul there.
Deanna Smith carries it down for Perth, goes left side to Hayward. Hayward now into Deanna Smith, still left side. Esrae tries to stay in front of her, but Smith, too good. Smith, 9 points for the game.
Beautiful drive there by Deanna Smith, just showing all her experience. Took it in on her right hand, hit a behind the back dribble and took it in on her left hand. What a lovely layup.
Yeah, certainly learnt it all here too, didn't she, Dale? Dompkins dumps pass off to Schott, who drives into the paint, rattles in and out. Oh, stripped of the ball is Herrick, who comes in for her first minute. And a travel has been called on Schott.
That was a bit of a tough one. The Hope girls had the ball, taking a couple of extra steps as she was trying to grab the ball out of the other girl's arms.
Deanna Smith now goes back to Milo. Off to Smith again, right side. Smith puts up a three-point shot. This three-point shot, 12 for the game. 4 minutes and 40, and Smith is so dangerous outside.
Oh, yeah, she's a beautiful shooter. She knows when to take the shot, she doesn't force them, but when she's open, she takes them and she hits the hook with Evie.
Herrick in the corner goes out to Dompkins. Dompkins goes into the paint. Smith tries to get a low pass to Herrick. Herrick and also Finnegan wrestling with the ball. And timeout called by the AIS. Like to remind you that the Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. Price Attack, naming rights sponsor of the WNBL.
Well, the AIS have gone a little bit cold here on offense. They're having shots, but they're just not dropping for them. They're under a lot of pressure when they're taking their shots, and just a little bit of luck's not going their way. But I think they're good shots. They're just not dropping for the girls at the moment.
Yeah, it's open back up 34-25 here after it was down to 2 points there only 2 minutes ago.
Yes, and then the AIS have had the shots, as you said, and grab rebounds, but they're just not going in for the girls at the moment. They are a little bit off balance, some of their shots, and they perhaps need to be a bit stronger. It's hard when you're only 16 playing against 28, 29 year old women. They haven't got the physical strength of these other girls, and they consequently get knocked off their feet a little bit and lose their balance. But there's some that's just a great experience playing in the Price Attack WNBL for these young players.
Well, the AIS return to the court. Returning to the court now for the AIS is Herrick, Smith, Dompkins, Esrae and Schott. for the Perth Drug Free Lynx, Hanks, Deanna Smith, Milo, Finnegan and Hayward. Inbound pass goes to Smith. Oh, Smith thought about an 18-foot shot, but then drives to the basket, doesn't hit the rim, and unfortunately Schatz couldn't get her hands on the ball to get the rebound. AIS, though, working hard in defence, managed to get it over the side, and Hayward will have to bring it back in. Hayward brings it into Finnegan now, 4-16. Smith at the left elbow, kicks it out to Milo. Milo, three-point shot, doesn't fall. Esri and Hayward will wrestle for the ball. And gee, we've seen a lot of jump balls called right throughout this weekend.
Yes, I think the girls are showing a lot of endeavour, going hard. Both teams are going hard for the ball and consequently coming up with a lot of jump ball situations.
Lewis back in four shots. Oh, Finnegan just got free. She could have turned to the basket then, but she kicked it out to Milo. Hayward drives down into the glass. Hayward, 2 points count, and we'll go to the line.
Nice strong drive there to the basket by Hayward.
Yeah. Not sure who the foul was called on. Subs. Tomlinson in for Esri. Foul.
On number 13 for the AIS.
Foul called on Rachel Herrod.
Must have just kicked her on the arm that I think she shot.
Hayward shot. No, she misses the bonus. Herrod comes up with the rebound. She pulled up in the back half, then goes across court. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson bounce pass into Herrick. Oh, Milo. Looked like she had stripped that ball clean.
Yes, I thought she did too. I thought she got all ball there, but the referee saw it differently, and Rachel Herrick will now go to the line to shoot two foul shots.
Third personal foul on Milo. And Herrick, well, hopefully she won't need warming up here. Well, unfortunately, rattles off the back of the iron.
Yes.
Jonathan. And next shot. Herrick, oh, makes the second. Herrick, first points for the game. Thompson back in for Perth. Milo sits down.
Yeah, it's really got to tighten up in the last 3 minutes 50 just to make sure it's a 10-point lead to Perth at the moment. We don't want them to blow it out any further than that. We want to stay with them and get it less than 10 by half-time if possible.
Hayward goes to the right side. Thompson looking to set up. Hanks goes to the right corner but goes left to Hayward. Hayward drives down the lane. Tomlinson, a block shot. As it gets out to Hanks, Thompson, and 3 points, Hayward.
Missed opportunity there for the AIS girls. I thought they should have come up with that first rebound, but they weren't quite strong enough and went out, got passed out in a nice three-pointer.
Tompkins now, Herrick, left side, Lewis, goes into the corner, Smith over the top to Tomlinson. Tomlinson turns around in the paint, hook shot, doesn't fall, and Smith trying to wrestle for it. Hayward just doesn't quite manage it over the baseline, and the AIS will have it through Smith, the inbound pass.
Good luck with the AIS way that way. That time I thought that Hayward's been unlucky, not to even get a foul by Smith on her.
So Smith backing into the paint, turnaround jump shot, oh it still won't fall. Finnegan gets mugged at the baseline, gets it off to Hayward, and Smith's going to be called for the foul.
Yeah, obvious foul there.
Smith called for her second personal foul.
I think the AO is letting a little bit of frustration getting in there, but perhaps not getting the calls down on the offensive end, but they've got to keep playing and show their strength, mental strength, and get through this tough part of the game. They just need to try and make some inroads into this lead.
Yeah, both teams into the bonus. Hayward makes her first shot. She moves out to 6 points. And with one to come. Hayward, 7 points for the game. Tompkins now brings it back over. 2:54 left on the clock. Lewis right wing, goes to Tomlinson at the top of the key, then goes to Smith, back to Tompkins. Tompkins now, ball on the floor, over the top, finds Tomlinson, low post, the law looking, can't get past Hanks, shot clock running down, and Hanks, third personal foul. Tomlinson to go to the line.
Yeah, Hanks just bodied right into Tomlinson then and just pushed her completely off her feet with her body. She's a strong girl, Hanks, and Luella's a tall, thin girl and needs to obviously build up a little bit.
Yeah, McClure coming in for Hanks. I'll mention that after the shot rattles out from Tomlinson. Just feeling the pressure. Here are the AIS as Tomlinson puts the next shot up. Makes the second. McClure back in for the Perth Lynx. Hayward now. McClure, right side, back to Hayward. Left side, Thompson. Thompson now working hard, drives down the lane. Oh, his shot hits the bottom of the iron. Goes to McClure, who taps it back to Hayward. Hayward's shot doesn't fall. And Smith goes long, but Hayward gets a hand on the pass to Tomlinson and puts it over the sideline.
The AO is four from the side. Got 2 minutes 18 here. It's 27:41, and Tomlinson bring the ball through the ball into Michaela Dobkin.
Dobkins turns around, back to Tomlinson. Tomlinson looks again, and unfortunately Michaela Dobkins wasn't reading that play and went back behind her.
Yeah, I think she's England. She should have bagged him.
Thompson carries the ball down for Perth. Goes left side to Hayward, back to Thompson. Thompson kicks it right side. Smith's got a three-point shot. All net for Smith.
Here comes Michaela bringing the ball up. The court was closely guarded by Deanna Smith. Over to Molly Lewis. Pass into Smith. Was he successful? But it's the AIS ball from the end line with Melissa Smith to inbound the pass.
Smith to do the inbounding. 1:46 left to go in the half as it's inbound to Dobkins. Dobkins stops Thompson open. Dobkins dumps back to Smith, to Herrick. And Herrick, 3 points now for the game. Thompson down the other end, 1:33. Smith right side, goes back to Hayward. She had time to set up for a three-point shot, but goes into the corner, finds Finnegan. Back out to Thompson. Thompson now right side, to the top, to Hayward. She's on the right side, back to Thompson. Now in the paint, goes to Finnegan, rebounded by, tapped away by Lewis. Hayward tries to drive into the baseline, and Perth will come up with the ball. As 3 seconds left on the shot clock, 1:16 in the half, as once again the referee's talking to the scorer's bench.
Yes, I'm not quite sure what he's querying here. Maybe a reset of the shot clock, perhaps.
Price Attack would like to thank, the Price Attack WNBL would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. The Price Attack, ABC Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin and Virgin Blue. As AIS get the turnover that time, Dobkins for three, doesn't rattle in, but getting there in time, Lewis, 2 points for the game.
Yeah, Lewis sits in the right spot at the right time, grabbed that rebound and put it straight up.
Thompson left side, now Smith, back to Thompson, kicks it out to Deanna Smith. Smith, 3 points, 18 for the game. Deanna Smith just too dangerous outside. Oh, Hayward strips the ball from Dobkins, gets caught up in Mel Smith's feet. Melissa Smith, third personal foul. Unlucky there.
Yes, the AIS has got to be more aware of Deanna Smith on the outside. They can't leave her just, you know, standing out there squatting up. She's going to knock that shot down 8 out of 10 times.
Abby Bishop in for Melissa Smith. 37.6 seconds as Hayward goes to the free throw line. Off the back of the iron, so not an expensive foul yet. 16 point lead, Perth 47, AIS 31. Hayward makes the second, 8 points for the game. Dobkin brings the ball down, 33 seconds left. Herrick, Finnegan strips her of the ball, but Bishop's good enough to crash through and get it back. Bishop puts the ball on the floor of the baseline, has to kick it out to Tomlinson. Tomlinson kicks it left side to Herrick. Herrick's shot fouled in the act of shooting. Finnegan's first personal foul.
Yeah, Finnegan didn't agree with that call from the referee. I think she thought she got all ball, but from here I thought she got a little bit of the arm.
As Herrick will shoot for two, 21.2 seconds left, makes the first, it's all net. Rachel Herrick now to 4 points for the game. Herrick now looking for the second. Bishop couldn't get the rebound, McClure came up with it. Hayward, Jack to Deanna Smith. Thompson now for Perth, setting up at point. Left side to Hayward, back to Thompson. Tries to cut into the paint, goes out to Deanna Smith. Rattled this time off, but McClure will get back. And McClure's pass goes over the sideline, but it was tapped away by Molly Lewis. 3 seconds, Thompson, Hayward for three. Air ball, but a foul on the play. And it will be Bishop's second personal foul. And, well, that's unlucky there. The AOs looked like they had just shut that down.
Yeah, you don't really need that when the clock's running out and the girl's just taking a hope shot and you get fouled and she goes to the line and shoots three shots. It's every coach's nightmare. You don't want that to happen at all.
Hayward makes the first, moves to 9 points for the game. Hayward, of course, a junior here in Canberra, we were finding out today.
Yeah, so I didn't realise that at all. Obviously moved over there with her family and has fallen in nicely to this team.
Yeah. As Hayward misses the second, the third, all net.
Yeah,
Hayward, 10 points for the game at halftime. It is the Purflings leading the AIS 50 points to 32. Just a reminder that Price Attack WNBL can be seen on ABC television each and every weekend. Moulton is the official game ball of the Price Attack WNBL. Interviews the official internet and technology supplier, and you can check out all the news on the Price Attack WNBL at www.wnbl.com.au. Also remember, Thermoskin is the official injury prevention product supplier of the Price Attack WNBL, with Virgin Blue flying all the players around the country to each and every Price Attack WNBL game. Well, at halftime we'll take a break and be back with all the action in the second half. Well, joining us here as halftime's coming towards the close is former Melbourne Tigers coach Ray Tomlinson, and I guess as proud as you have been with all your own achievements to see Llewellyn coming through the AIS program is another proud achievement.
Oh yeah, it's all about exposure and getting the best out of kids, and who has that opportunity but here at the Institute. And as we know, there's so many kids that have gone before her, and the National Women's Basketball League is made up of basically all Institute girls, and I think that's a credit to the system, and it's a credit also to the coaching staff that they have here at the AIS, and all the things that they propagate towards development of young people, whether it be basketball or any sport that they're involved in.
You've had an opportunity now to watch the two games, or the game and a half we've seen so far, and promising signs for the AIS, and well, importantly for the league, promising signs for the Perth Lynx.
Yeah, well, the Perth have historically been a good competitor in the league. They're a little bit disadvantaged because they have a certain amount of kids play in their competition, but distance creates less numbers, of course, and the population of Perth is not that high. But I think they do a serviceable job. There's a couple of ex-Melbourne Tiger players playing for them in D Smith, and Mel was a country kid that was promoted to playing in Perth. But the AIS have definitely got a lot of things going for them, and I think Dean definitely do a great job of it.
Mm, it's an interesting role, isn't it, to constantly be developing sides like he is. He is now now thrown in the deep end, and of course Mickey Vesto coming in as an assistant coach this year, so it's a fairly big upheaval.
That's right, because every 2 years now there's a world championship going on, and I think that's going to be the big thing that's going to sort of draw it, make it even tougher, because you're only having the kids basically for 2 years. And Lauren Jackson and Christy Harrell's group in 93, when we won the gold, they had 4 years together as a group. So very, very limited.
Yeah. Well, what can the AIS do here in the second half, do you think?
Well, they have to re-establish some lines of scoring, and naturally when you're 18 points down at half time, it does make it difficult. But start of the second quarter, they got back into the game simply because they were more composed. They tend to pick good options and good decision making, and gave them the opportunity to get back in the game. And then, of course, Perth have now blown it out to 18, but chip away. show some signs of being together and take the opportunities if they come.
Returning to the floor for the AIS, Duncan Smith, Bishops, Israe and Schott for the Perth Drug Free Link to Thompson, McClure, Finnegan, Hanks and Deanna Smith. As Israe now will bring the ball back into the front court. Oh, Bishop almost went the wrong way that time. Bishop gives Finnegan in front of her, hands it off to Smith. Around the back, Schott goes into the paint, gets triple team into the paint and call for the travel. And well, it's one of those tough calls. They've been collapsing that defence so successfully.
Yeah, it gets down to decision making. It's good penetration, collapse the defence, but getting the ball to the open man is a very big part of the game for it.
Guys, Smith this time for Perth, got the ball to Hanks. Hanks goes inside to Finnegan and the foul being called that time. Bishop draws her third personal foul and such a learning experience for the young girls as Smith, well, hits the underside of the square and again Bishop and Finnegan wrestling for the ball and she has been very, very physical on the offensive rebounding as Perth and they've really locked up those defensive players who've come down with the ball. This time though, it's Israe gets the long pass, shot, stand, shot, two more points, eight for the game. And Thompson's off to the races, bringing the ball down the front court. McClure, right side, Thompson, bounce pass into Hank, out to McClure, back to the right side, Thompson for three, rattles off the iron, in there Finnegan, she almost left it behind, caught in the knees, Hank puts up the shot, and I think Bishop now, Bishop, fourth personal foul, and that's bad news there, Ray.
Yeah, because of the speed of the game, the kids' reaction time is not as quick as they'd like it, because they seem to be one step behind the play in those situations, and it's just a matter of preparation and development over the next couple of months, being able to work on their defensive technique and strategies.
Hanks is all net, 51-34 with 9 minutes left to go in the third term, and a shot to come. Hanks now up to 11 points, shot on its way, and all net. Hanks, 12 points for the game. Tomlinson now in for Bishop. So Israe brings the ball down the court and it goes breaks left. Tomlinson now right side, two shots. Shots back to Smith on the arc. The right side is Domkins. Domkins gets the screen from Smith, then goes over to Schott in the corner. Schott gets it out to Tomlinson. Tomlinson drives the left lane, kick out to Domkins. Domkins puts up a three-point shot. Tomlinson does the rebound as it comes off the side of the iron. Domkins now drives to the elbow right side, then kicks it out to Esri. Esri and Thompson getting involved in a bit of a wrestling match there. AIS will have from the baseline.
Yeah, that's it's a little bit of a scramble play there, but they tend to get pushed out of their offense too easily.
Over to Esri now.
A bit more assertive.
Tomlinson kicks it to Smith. Smith drives into the paint. Her layup doesn't fall. Tomlinson gets back in the paint and Schott will come up with it. As Domkins right left to Schott for two. Schott, a long range, 2 points, 10 for the game. And Thompson will bring it back. But that was good movement there. Schott just had a foot on the line.
Yep.
McClure in the paint, kicks it out to Finnegan, unguarded. Finnegan rattles around the iron, and Smith will come up with it. It just was out of the reach of McClure. Schott will bring it down right side to Domkins. Domkins being held tight in this game. Schott goes left side to Esri, back to Domkins. Domkins into the elbow, and Domkins, 8 points for the game.
Yeah, good sequence there. Turned the ball, moved the ball quickly and got after their shot.
Thompson, McClure, back to Thompson again. Thompson drives down the left lane. Shot will count and Esri went to the ground there. Esri now third personal foul and that will send Thompson to the line to pick up the bonus. Three fouls on called on the AIS here in the opening less than 3 minutes, Ray.
Yeah, it's just poor decisions about how to get the ball and how to get after it, but I'm sure they'll work on that over the next couple of months and get themselves organised.
Thompson, 4 points for the game. as Tomlinson now goes back to Domkins, right side to Schatz. Schatz drives into the paint, the little underhandle layup doesn't fall, and she will be called for the foul as she was all over McClure.
Yeah, it was a good effort. Maybe she could have dished it. Penetrating dish.
Schatz, second personal foul. As Thompson again brings the ball straight down the center, gives herself options. Deanna Smith is left side. Hanks on the left lane, goes back to Thompson on the perimeter. Oh, straight into Finnegan, working hard, but off the glass it doesn't fall. Smith will get it away. Smith tackled by Thompson. And what's the call there? I think Thompson will have her third personal. Third personal foul on Thompson of Perth. As AIS will inbound it from the side in the backcourt. Esrae down the right side, cuts left, then goes back at the elbow, gives it to Smith, goes to Domkins, right side shot, back to Smith. Smith goes to Tomlinson. Tomlinson thought about the three-pointer but then had Domkins in the paint. Shot doesn't count, but Domkins should go to the line.
Yeah, good sequence there to come up with a basket, but at least they got to the line, so drew the foul.
First personal foul on Deanna Smith as they inbound the ball to Mel Smith, over the top to Tomlinson in the paint, and she puts it in. Tomlinson 4 points for the game as Finnegan down the other end jumps off to Hanks. Hanks is mugged. Smith tries to tap the ball on. Esrae comes up with it. Deanna Smith had her around the neck that time. And Deanna Smith, second personal foul. That this game has been turning into a rugby match, and it's pretty much got there now.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit more open than what it was last night, but the referees tend to make the game a bit. I think these two are doing a fairly good job.
Dumpkins, right side to Esrae into the paint. Shot blocked by Hanks. McClure, Deanna Smith, and then to Thompson back up the court. Thompson now sets the play, goes right side to McClure, down to the baseline, gives it to Deanna Smith. Domkins looking all over her, kicks it onto Finnegan. Finnegan rattles it round, can't get it to fall. Deanna Smith falling backwards. Tomlinson, block shot. And Esrae will go off to the races. Tomlinson's open on the top of the arc. Goes to her now. She thought about a three-point shot again. Finnegan closed it down. And McClure will come in. Oh, stripped from Esrae. And then the ball out over the side. McClure must have got the last touch on it.
The kids are trying hard. They've just got to string a few more sequences together so they can get open shots.
55-40, 5 minutes 30, as Mel Smith puts up the shot on the buzzer beater, but it didn't go, and Thompson almost loses the handle. Thompson into the paint, layup is good. Thompson, 6 points for the game, as 5-11, it's 59-40. Check that, 57-40, as the AIS looks to start making some wholesale changes.
Yeah, I think the experience is starting to show a bit now, that the first kids are starting to take it to them.
Smith at the baseline, her pass was too hot for Esrae, and it's over the sideline. Shearing and Lewis coming into the game for Schatz and Esrae. And a number of changes. The AIS have been devastated by the loss of a number of point guards.
Yeah. It happens every year, I think.
Well, they either lose all their tools or all their point guards. They never got to lose an even mix.
That's right, yeah.
Thompson goes, gets the ball, drives to the baseline. She'll do it all herself, but it doesn't fall. It's tapped over the baseline, I think, by Smith that time, and Perth will get it with 11 seconds left on the shot clock. McClure to do the inbounding. McClure, looking
nice
for
screen.
Smith, open, that was Deanna Smith. Mel Smith does the rebound, and she's caught on the baseline, and McClure gets it back to Finnegan. Finnegan puts it in.
Yeah, the guards deserted her a bit there, ran away from her.
That's your last warning. Sit down, coach.
Well, Dean Kinsman just getting a warning there.
Stay out of red.
So,
A few people deserted the rebounder there, and she was under a bit of pressure, so I think Dean's sort of a bit frustrated by the whole thing. But
Tomlinson with the ball in the hand now, runs into the paint. Oh, shot was just low, and Perth come up with it once again. McClure to Dennis Smith. Tomlinson trying to stop Hancock, block paint, but in the end, the AIS get in their own way. Finnegan, 7 points for the game. Disappointing there, they had the numbers, but just couldn't work it out. And now the turnover once again as Finnegan gives it off to Thompson. Dompkins tries to take position. Smith drives into the basket, hits the underside of the glass. Dompkins gets the third shot. Shearing knocks it away from her. Oh, Deanna Smith just runs it back. Finnegan now, and McClure back to Deanna Smith. Now we'll hand off to Thomas. Thomas sets the point, goes past Lewis, kicks it out. Finnegan has to run for it in the corner. Goes back to Hanks for a long-range two-point shot. And Hanks will make the shot. 12 points, 14 points for Hanks as timeout called by the AIS. Just like to remind you, the Women's National Basketball League would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Price Attack, the ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin, and Virgin Blue. We'd also like to welcome to the AIS Training Hall, Frank Arcego, Debbie Cook, the Herrick and Duncan families, along with Jan and Bob Murphy. And, well...
The kids are trying, but it's a little bit... the toughest thing is to come up after such a hard game last night and roll up less than 24 hours later and turn up again and be switched on mentally. And they're struggling a bit, but it's, you know, they're having some good sequences, and Perth's experience is starting to take a little bit now.
When you're looking at an age group, though, of 15 to, what, about 21, the oldest girl, I don't think, might not even be a 21-year-old, they're probably 18. Yeah, it is, physically they haven't matured yet, so they're not as physically as strong, and mentally they just haven't had the licks at this level.
That's right, yeah. So, well, there's a few Institute kids on that, ex-Institute kids over there, and they're the ones that, the first that are hurting the AIS kids here, so
Of course.
They were in the same boat a few years ago. So.
Yeah, amazingly enough though, number 24 there, Deanna Smith, helped bring one of these championship banners
that we see
in the room, so what an amazing year that was. But Tomlinson looking for Duncanson, who was cutting to the baseline, and the ball tapped away by Deanna Smith. So, Dompkins, the inbound it now, goes to Tomlinson. Tomlinson in the paint, just couldn't get the pass back to Dompkins as she was double-teamed. And Deanna Smith tips it off to Thompson. Thompson now looks for Finnegan as Finnegan crashes into Mel Smith. And Mel Smith just taking a moment on the ground as the shot doesn't fall. And Dompkins will come up with the pass from the baseline. Dompkins sets the play, goes long, over to Lewis. Lewis over the top for three. Lewis, 3 points! 5 for the game, and that was a big three-pointer from the right side. Smith now looking to set up, gives it to McClure. McClure, jump shot from the top of the key, doesn't fall. Dompkins does the rebounding. Dompkins then puts it on the floor, across the half, had Smith running Shepherd for it, but unfortunately dribbled it onto the boot, and we will have a couple more subs. Ezra and Munro coming in for the AIS. Tomlinson and Dompkins having a break. And, well, Munro having to run a limited minute program here, so getting an opportunity on the court tonight.
Yeah, Haley's potential a couple of years ago was quite expected a lot of her, but because of her sicknesses and illnesses, she's not been able to progress.
So Mel Smith will bring the ball in from the baseline there, as Ezra brings it down right side to Shearing. It's 63-43, 20-point ball game with 2 minutes left to go in the term. Lewis for another three. I've jacked up a shot there, more in hope than anything else. She wasn't well set for it.
No.
Didn't fall. Hayward's back into the game now as Smith puts up an 18-foot jumper. Smith, 20 points for the game. Unfortunately, they've closed down on Hanks, but it's just left Smith open.
Yeah, too many options for him.
As Ezra now goes back to Smith and Lewis. Lewis
working around, kicks it to Munro. Munro puts the ball on the floor, doesn't quite get past. McClure goes back to Smith. Smith goes inside to Shearing, kicks it out off the floor to Esrae. Esrae looked like she was fouled and the shot went up. And the, 24 seconds shot clock counts down and they couldn't get a shot onto the ring before then.
Getting a bit frustrated.
It was certainly denigrating into rugby. This time...
Justice.
At the other end, Hayward just looped it over the top. Milo back into the game for McClure. And... Kinsman, Coach Kinsman just having another chat with Daryl Corcoran as Esrae and Smith work it out together. Esrae cuts left side off the screen of Smith, then goes back to Munro. Munro kicks it across to Smith. Shearing goes back to Mel Smith. Three points, Mel Smith! And that's reassuring signs. They're now starting to hit those three-pointers. Again, Deanna Smith hits the underside of the backboard. She's good enough to do the rebounding. Deanna Smith of Perth, 22 points for the game.
Not a great athlete, but gets it done.
Well, Lewis now sets up on the right wing. Another three-point attempt just rattles off the back of the iron. AIS can't quite get there. And Deanna Smith is... she was mugged, but I think they said the ball was over the baseline before she got
mugged. I think you're being kind by saying that.
she was crash tackled over the line. And, it was referee Stevenson who decided that, no, the ball was out before the play was run. 22 seconds left to go in the third term. Hanks and Deanna Smith. Deanna Smith thought about the three-point shot. She got the screen from Hanks. She put it up. Didn't hit the ring. And another pushing foul's being called. This time... Second personal foul on Finnegan. So not into the bonus yet either, team. 13 seconds left to go in the quarter as Esrae now brings it down. Shearing hands it off to her. Ineffective screen there. Esrae from the low post left side rattles around. Trying to get in there was Shearing. But at three-quarter time, the drug-free Perth Lynx lead the AIS 67-46. I'd like to remind you that next weekend the AIS play Bulleen Melbourne Boomers at 7 p.m. here at the training hall on Friday evening. We hope you can join us for the next AIS home game. I'd like to also thank the great sponsors of the Price Attack WNBL, which include Molten, ABC Television, Interfuse, Thermoskin and Virgin Blue. Well, the final change, and Ray, it's starting to get all, 21 points. Don't think they can get it back from here, but the AIS club have done stranger things in games like this.
Well, there's always a chance, but they've got to find ways of slowing down some of the better players from the Perth group, which is Dee Smith and probably Melissa McClure. She doesn't seem to be scoring that much, but she's doing a lot of damage defensively and offensively by hitting open people and so forth. But the experience is still a selling factor in this game, and I'm sure. And now and again you see a glimpse of things from the kick where there's some sort of communication and they get it done, get the job done, but basically they need to probably just chip away, I guess, and see if they can get it 18 down at half time, and now it's 21 now. So.
Interestingly, Perth not afraid to jack up the three-pointers. They've hit 5 from 14, the AIS 2 from 7, and the AIS shooting from the floor in that quarter at 37%, and Perth shooting at 30.4. So, they've been hitting their shots this quarter better than in the first half. But returning to the floor here for the final quarter for the AIS, it is Bishop, Domkins, Lewis, Smith and Esrae for the Perth Lynx, Hanks, Milo, Love and Deanna Smith. AIS first ball usage here in the final term. Domkins outside to Esrae at the top. Kicks it right side to Mel Smith for 3, rattles off the iron, and the AIS not back there in time to do the rebounding. Smith for Perth brings it down to Hayward, left at the top. Then back across to Smith again. Love now. Oh, cutting through the paint is Hanks. That's too easy. Hanks, 16 points for the game. And the import really helping out a team here that, in general, is all unpaid players in a professional league. It's pretty amazing to see the club being able to pull together quite a good number of girls that are playing for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Lewis finds Ezra now, 6 points for the game.
As the kids get to know each other more too, they're going to be able to come up with some more options where they can be a little bit more consistent in their application of it.
Melissa Smith calls for her fourth foul, and that will see Tomlinson back into the game for Mel Smith. 9 minutes left to go, so I'll be trying to hang on to the captains for that last 3 minutes if they can get themselves back into a position. Hanks going to the line. Hanks on 16 points so far for the game.
Yeah, she's done a good job. She did a good job last night too.
Just off the back of the iron.
Pretty efficient for the amount of time they get the ball from these girls. But experience always comes to the fore in those situations where they've got the opportunity.
Hanks, 17 points for the game. 70-48, Perth lead AIS. Inside to Bishop, and this time it is Love with the foul. Natalie Love, her second personal foul. As inbound balls, Lewis goes to Ezra to Dompkins. Dompkins thought about the three, drove into the paint, and then Haywood forces the jump ball, and it will be a Perth turnover.
Oh, I hope that's cool. Arrow, get rid of the arrow, go back to the jump balls.
Yeah, it does take something out of the game. It's a skill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Deanna Smith over the top to Natalie Love for Perth as she turns in the paint. Love's shot hits the side of the iron. Dompkins does the rebounding, then puts the ball on the floor, kicks it long to Lewis. Lewis puts up the shot, doesn't get the rebound, and Perth will go off the races at the other end. Haywood comes across the half, goes left side to Deanna Smith. Smith now drives baseline and there's mugged by Lewis. I'm expecting the call on Lewis. Lewis, her third personal foul.
It's a real education for these kids when they get to play girls like Dee Smith, who are pretty heady and shooting the shooting, scoring the shooting.
And you were talking before about when the Perth girls would get a bit more experience playing together. Dee Smith only got there a week ago.
That's right, But Dee's the sort of player could fit in anywhere, so.
Smith now 24 points for the Perth Lynx. As she makes both, over the top, the pass goes to Lewis, kicks it inside to Dompkins. Dompkins trying to work in the paint, can't get the shot to drop, and Deanna Smith will come up, run the floor with it, can go either side, goes right side. Oh, Haywood drives the baseline. Haywood, 12 points for the afternoon. 74 plays 48 as Perth going to overdrive here and really motor away. Subs now as Schott, Herrick and Smith come in for Bishop, Dompkins and Lewis. Didn't see any subs on the other side then. Looks like Barrett's going to have a moment on the floor for Perth at the next opportunity. Milo drives baseline, block shot by Tomlinson, and the pass, Rachel Herrick just wasn't looking. Kicked out that time by Deanna Smith to Haywood. Haywood will rebound her own three-point miss, and the shot clock resets once again. Coach Kinsman wants a timeout. He wants to talk to him with 7:32 left to go. Deanna Smith, another three-pointer, 27 for the game. Timeout, AIS. AIS would like to thank And One, the official supplier of football, of footwear to the AIS basketball program. Yeah, just that's what it's all about, to coaching young girls.
Of course it is. And consistency, being consistent, turning up every game, trying to get the job done day in, day out, not having an upper and next one's a downer. Finding the right people, knowing who to guard, how to guard them. It's all about education, it's all about development, and that's what they're in. They're in the AIS, and that's the development group, and hopefully a lot of it will rub off. Looking pretty doubtful now, though.
It's getting out close to 30.
It is exactly that. And whilst, you know, a championship for the AIS was an absolutely remarkable effort, it's not what the AIS program's all about, championships. It's all about, you know, providing more players for the Price Pack WNBL and, more importantly, for the Australian Opals.
Right.
And, well, so far in the 23-year history of the AIS, they've managed to help lift the Australian basketball, Australian women's basketball, to the second mantle on the world stage.
That's right.
So, as the AIS have the ball, it's Tomlinson, left side to Ezra. Ezra, fine shots, running the paint, just can't get the ball to drop, and that's been a story of the game too in that second quarter. They just couldn't get the ball to drop, even though they were getting plenty of looks at the basket. Someone has to take the glad wrap off it. Ezra, now right side, over to Smith, goes inside looking for Tomlinson, but the pass is just out of her reach. I've got to say, Llewellyn has a huge reach. She is a tall girl to start with, but when we saw her out here last year, she was very impressive in her first game out, almost best on ground.
Yeah. Well, she's got a long way to go, like all the kids. You know, it's all about development, it's all about learning to play, and she's here for that experience. Her older sister was, good change, good block.
Oh, and the foul this time.
After the shot.
Second personal foul now called on Llewellyn Tomlinson. And, well, that's sometimes the...
Well, she blocked the ball in the air, then continue on to hit her. That's after the shot, isn't it?
Milo has
is that what it is?
Converted that, though, and has made the first. I understand your point, and you get used to that throughout the season. She makes the second, and unfortunately for the AIS, she was outside the arc when that happened. So she goes for the third and misses the third. So, well, it's not justice, but it's not as bad as it was if the shot was made. Deanna Smith goes bounce pass over to Catherine Hank. Hank backs into the paint, and the foul. This time I think it's been called on Melissa Smith. That'll put her out of the game. No, it's on Rachel Herrick. Rachel Herrick, second personal foul, Noel Smith, and Katie Ray Esri sits down.
Oh, Dean's trying to get fresh bodies in all the time because the kids are struggling with the two games so close together, but and it's such a physical game. It's doing the right thing by switching kids in and out as quick as possible, subbing, trying to create fresh legs.
Hanks looking for 19 points for the game. She made the first. It's 80-48. 81-48, Hanks with 19 points for the game. As Sharps now works it across to Tomlinson, left side, over to Bishop. Just couldn't quite reach it in time, and it's over the baseline. And Milo will bring it in for Perth. And it's just that the Christmas not quite there yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Little 1%ers are letting them down at the moment here as Bartlett into the game. Bartlett, looked like Schotts had had a good block on that shot over the baseline, and it will be Perth to inbound in offense. Tomlinson trying to stop the inbound pass, goes over to Hanks. Oh, Bishop taps it back over. She just couldn't get the control on that. And when you look at this side, it's got some great height in it, the AIS. And once the experience comes, they will be hard to beat. Top, over the top, the pass in, goes to Deanna Smith. She puts up the shot, it rolls in. Deanna Smith, 29 points for the game. As Dompkins now working back to the point, goes right side over to Schotts. Schotts cuts back. And, the foul, I think that will be the third. It will be the third on, fourth foul now called on Milo. Inbound pass from Tomlinson, just missed Dompkins, and Dompkins will see it over the baseline, and the turnover is affected from the side because of the backcourt violation. In fact, now it's going all the way back because it wasn't touched in play. Go all the way back.
Yep.
Okay. I thought it went from the half court because of the backcourt violation, but no, all the way to the baseline. So it doesn't take long. Perth get it up with 5:44 left to go on the quarter. Tomlinson does the rebounding. Now has to work it out. Across the half to Domkins, across to Herrick on the other side. Oh. And Herrick cast, misses shots, and Tomlinson. It split the pair, and this time it is a backcourt violation. Munro and Shearing into the game. Four shots and Tomlinson. Didn't see. Yeah, it's just Rachel Herrick struggled this weekend. Dennis Smith goes left side now to Hank. Hank backing into the paint and calls for the travel as she ends up on the backside. And of course, I'd say Perth would be disappointed they couldn't have secured Tali Bevilacqua because that sort of experience would have helped them immensely.
Yeah.
Now Munro gets the ball in her hand, has to go across to Herrick. Oh, she had it for an eternity there, then puts it on the floor. Shearing now to Domkins, and Herrick running out of time as she got the pass hot. Hanks was on her. Finnegan into the game now for Love. And Finnegan will inbound this ball. It's 83-48 with 5:13 left on the game clock. Barrett, another of the youngsters of Perth are blooding here.
Yep, good range of variety of experience and young kids.
Smith fakes the shot, drives the baseline, kicks it out to Finnegan. Finnegan goes back to Smith. Herrick trying to watch her, but she gets a good screen, puts up a three-point shot. AIS in the paint, Abby Bishop. Triple teamed again, and this time the foul. Barrett, third personal foul.
Two shots.
And, yep, into the bonus now. 4 minutes 50.
Oh, sorry.
Four. No.
Sorry, jumping the gun. I want them to get to the line.
Shearing now inbounds the ball to Domkins. Domkins brings it down the floor, left side. Barrett watching her. Domkins got great speed too when she got the ball on the floor. As they work it round, Shearing with the ball, Munro on the perimeter. Bishop, though, got the pass high and was being mugged at the time. Milo runs the floor. She loses the handle on it. This time Bishop crashes through just as Milo was trying to turn. And Bishop will be out of the game if the foul's called on her. It's not. Well, if you knock the player off the court, I would have thought that would have been some sort of foul.
Yes, I think that definitely says it's a bit of contact out there.
This time Domkins has been called on the soft one, reaching in over the top. Domkins now, second personal foul, and that will put Perth into the bonus. And sending Deanna Smith to the line, already on 29 points, Deanna Smith. She puts up the shot, and it is in off the iron. Second shot for Smith now. Deanna Smith, 31 points for the game. As Domkins, now right side to Munro. Munro kicks it back to Bishop. Bishop over the top to Munro. Hayley Munro, 2 points for the game. As Barrett will bring it back down the other end. Sets up when she gets to Munro. Right side bounce pass into Hanks, and she's called for the
3 second
violation in the key. So Shearing now, 4 minutes left on the game clock, inbounds it to Domkins. Domkins goes right side to Shearing. Shearing looking for options, can't see anything, has to go long over the top to Bishop. Bishop now kicks it right side back to Shearing. Shearing goes to the baseline, puts up the long range jump shot, doesn't fall, and Munro, in the attempt to try and rebound it, will see it over the baseline. First ball, 3:45 left to play. Deanna Smith left side to Milo. Shearing came off her, and Milo has found the ball lodged in the corner of the iron on the backboard, and we'll have a few moments till we can get the ball back down from there. Not too often you see that. That's probably worth 3 or 4 points in the spirit of the game, because it's certainly harder to do than put it through.
In the old days, they used to say that it was the ball was too flat. It should be a little bit harder.
And that'll stop it from getting held in there.
The ball officially shouldn't get stuck in there.
Bishop now inbounds to Munro. Munro works it over the half, kicks it right side to Shearing. Shearing over the top to Domkins. Domkins double team, still gets the shot up. Munro wrestling hard on the offensive forwards, but Finnegan too strong and carries it away. Gives it to Deanna Smith. Over the half is Barrett. Calls the play as Lewis looks to come back into the game for the IAS. And, well, the shot looked like it was blocked by Bishop, but ricocheted into the hands of Hanks. Hanks, 21 points for the game. Ray, I don't know if you need to get back to your family or not, or you want to call out the rest of the game?
No, I have to trip off to Melbourne. Actually, I'm driving.
Yep, all right. Yep. We'll let you get away and bring Dale back into the seat. But thanks very much for your time. No, it's been a pleasure to have you on board as the timeout has been called here, and we will have, well, a few more moments here. I thank a few more of the great sponsors of the Price Pack, WNBL. The AIS would like to thank the official footwear supplier of the AIS basketball program and one. And Dale, well, it started to blow out.
Yeah, the wheels have dropped off the AIS girls. They just haven't been able to find a way to score.
Looks like we can't bring Ray back into the co-commentator seat because Perth got away whilst he was here.
That's right. Might be the jinx, you think.
Well, you don't know, but interesting to hear what Ray had to say because he's certainly a lot of experience in the game.
Oh, yes. He was an Australian player. He actually has got an interesting history. At one stage, he actually played with the Globetrotters and went around overseas and played with the team that actually the Harlem Globetrotters play against, the Washington Generals. I don't think they're ever allowed to win, but he played with them when he was a young man and came back and played in the Olympics and married an Olympian player, Sandra, and he's, of course, his youngest daughter, Luella, is in the AIS team.
Returning to the court for the AIS, he shots Lewis, also Herrick, Ezray and Smith. All the Perth drug-free link of McClure, Bartlett, Thompson, Milo and Finnegan. As Domkins, in fact, Domkins will go back out there now because she is the shooter.
Yeah, she's going to take two foul shots here.
So Domkins at the line, 87-50 remains the score as she hits the back of the iron on the first shot. Domkins looking for the second now. Domkins, 9 points for the game. Now it's Lewis in for Domkins. And 3 minutes, 4 seconds left. Perth probably have it wrapped up here.
Oh yes, girls are, the AIS girls are just playing for pride now. A little bit, now that we're wanting to still learn from this game, and that's what the coaching staff will be just putting on some of the younger players, giving them the experience of playing out there against these better players, and yeah, it's just all learning for the Institute.
Thompson, inbound passes down to Finnegan on the line. It's cut off by shots, and then Smith crashes through on McClure.
Yes,
doesn't fall. Charging foul on Melissa Smith.
Yeah, there was no doubt about that call. Mel just went straight through Melissa McClure and bowled her off her feet.
Mel Smith out of the game. Tomlinson back in. Her fifth personal. So Bartlett now goes left, looking in the paint, kicks it over the top to Thompson. Thompson puts up the three-pointer, rattles off the iron. McClure's there to kick it back out to Milo. Right side to Thompson again. Thompson now the ball on the floor, kicks it right to Bartlett. Bartlett working to the elbow. Bartlett in the paint, hands off to McClure, but it's called for the travel. And Tomlinson will inbound it from the side. 87-51, 2:10 to go in the game. Ezray crosses over the top back to Tomlinson. Oh, tapped away by Milo, and Bartlett will come up with the ball for Perth. Going along now, working right side. Gets it over to Thompson, who runs to the baseline. Over the top to Finnegan. Rejected! Tomlinson with the block shot.
Yeah, long arms just got up there and blocked that shot clean.
Yeah. Finnegan again gets the inbound pass, finds Milo cutting to the basket. Milo!
The AIS girls, their defense just a bit relaxed there. They just can't afford to do that against this experienced team.
Shots now bounce pass over to Ezray, and Finnegan will be called for her third personal foul. on number 11, Finnegan.
He's actually called an intentional foul there. I didn't think it was intentional, I just thought it was a little bit hard, so she's going to actually have two shots, and then AIS will get possession from the possession of the ball from the sideline.
No, I noticed Katie Ray's got some taping up there on her shoulder.
Yeah, she's only 15 years of age and only been at the AIS about 10 days and has come in and shown a lot of composure, but she came down very heavily in the game last night and a bit of doubt whether she was going to be able to sit up today because she came down very heavily in, on her elbow actually. It's quite swollen, but she was icing it every couple of hours last night and come up all right today.
Ezra, 7 points for the game. Gets the ball from the inbound pass from Schatz to Lewis, back to Schatz on the right wing. She drives in, hands off to Herrick. Herrick just cannot get into this game tonight. Her pass is tapped away. Tomlinson comes back onto it. That reach playing into advantage there. Back inside to Herrick, and this time McClure is fouled, and it will send Herrick to the line. McClure, third personal foul for Perth. And,
Rachel just is not settling down into it this year.
No, she's being rushed out there. She's just got to show a bit more composure and she's a big, strong girl, so she just needs to use that to her advantage.
1 minute 28 left to go in the game. It's 89-253 as Herrick puts up the second shot. Herrick now 6 points for the afternoon. 89-54, 1 minute 25 as Milo working underneath the basket, hands it off to Finnegan who works it out. McClure now with Thompson, and when the AS has been in a similar position they haven't been able to do it. Tomlinson again looked like she had blocked that shot, and it will be 12 seconds on the shot clock. Perth setting up again. Finnegan gets the inbound pass. She worked hard to get in front of Tomlinson. Now off to McClure for three. And McClure's shot just rattles around. Schatz now going off to McClure over the sideline. And Schatz will get the ball in from the side. Quickly to Katie Ray. It's full court pressure. Herrick now also double team. Goes back to Katie Ray. They've got 1 second and the violation is there. And again tonight, they're getting caught in that backcourt trap when the full court pressure gets on. They're just not playing to the 16-second marker.
No, Perth are doing a very, very good job of just bottling up the play. They're putting two and three players on one player and trying to just get them to make the turnover. And AIS just got to be more aware of that and get the ball out quickly.
Yeah. As inside the last minute now, it is Tomlinson over the corner to Lewis for three. Lewis, 3 points, 8 for the game. 42 seconds left. Thompson doing up a shoes on the court. Not much you can do about that three-pointer, though, as Bartlett goes right side over to Milo. Milo now looking to set up. Goes into Thompson in the paint. Lewis Tomlinson puts up the block on the shot, and it will be Perth ball from the baseline. 29 seconds left. 11 on the shot clock for Perth. As Thompson now looking for Milo, bounce pass into Finnegan, puts up the shot, hits the back, or the top I should say, of the backboard, and that's a turnover automatically. Tomlinson inbounds it to Esri. 26 seconds left again, as this time Schatz will turn away from Finnegan, bounce pass over to Lewis. Lewis! 10 points for the game.
That's exactly what the AIS have to do. Move the ball quickly. While they've got 3 and 4 players on the ball, there's got to be 3 or 4 AIS players free, and they've got to be able to move the ball quickly and take advantage of that.
Tomlinson, third personal foul, as again she's just been caught reaching over the top, and she's been very effective at blocking the shots, but just every now and then just gets a piece of the arm. Finnegan to the line. Finnegan on 7 points, check that, it's now 8, and with one shot to come. Nine points for Finnegan tonight. Oh, turn around immediately. Milo, 6 points for the night. Tomlinson goes to half court. Schatz has it stolen away from Thompson. It's a rebel now in the last second. Bartlett looks for a three. Thompson puts up the speculator. At the end of the game, the Perth drug-free links of the defeat, the AIS, 93-59. We'd like to remind you that next weekend, next Friday night, the AIS take on the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers here at the AIS Training Hall from 7 p.m. We'd also like to acknowledge the support of the following sponsors: Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin and Virgin Blue. Well, Dale, hey, a tough game in the end, backing up the two nights backing up, losing another guard. It all added up in the end to, a tough day at the office.
Yeah, the AIS girls will be very disappointed, I think, in this weekend. These were two games that they were really hoping to get wins out of, and haven't been able to. I think losing Luke Skaglia last night definitely had an impact, having to play another guard short. It's the guard position that we're really struggling in, so we're having to put other players playing that position. And I thought Perth did a very good job defensively. They really put a lot of pressure on the AIS girls. They targeted Michaela Dobson, who top scored for the AIS last night, and she couldn't really get into it tonight. Or today, this afternoon. I think she had 9 points for the game, and she was in the 20s yesterday. So credit to Perth. I think they've come out with a game plan and executed it very well. And the AIS coaches will be looking at the tapes of these two games and using it as a learning tool for the girls, showing them not only the things that they've done wrong during the game, but also the things that they've done right, and positive reinforcement, and help the girls to learn from these games. You've got to remember that some of these girls, this is only the second and third WNBL game they've ever played in their life. But last week, at the start of the season, they had seven new players, never played WNBL before. And this is the Price Attack WNBL is a great competition, and with some very experienced players in it. And that's what it's all about for the AIS, for these young girls to get the opportunity of playing at this level and making them better, so that when they come to represent Australia at the Junior Championships, that these girls are just better for it.
Well, it's a tough night for the AIS. Looking at the scoreboard, it was, a former graduate, Deanna Smith, with 31 points, top scoring. Catherine Hanks, 21 points. Then it's 12 to Haywood, a 9 there to Jasmine Finnegan, who had a great second half. She was becoming very hard for the AIS to match up on. Then 6 points to Milo Milovic.
Yes.
Milo Vilovic is the correct pronunciation, but thankfully we can call him Milo during the game. And then 6 points also to Megan Thompson, 5 to Natalie Love, and 3 to Melissa McClure for the AIS. Molly Lewis, who was the leading point scorer with 10, then 9 to Michaela Domkins. Also 10 points, to Rebecca Schatz, who had her best game so far. Also, then looking down the scoreboard, 6 points apiece to Abby Bishop and also to Rachel Herrick. Then 5 points to Mel Smith, who ended up being fouled out of the game. 7 points to Katie Ray Esri and 2 points to Hayley Munro. So all in all, still good signs. Every girl is getting on court scoring, so they're all finding avenues to the baskets. The amount of shots they were putting up is a good sign, because it means that they're getting the ball in hand and they're having the opportunities. It's just that it's not dropping through.
No, that's right. And I think they've just got to learn to be a little bit stronger around the court. And when they're taking their shots, a lot of their shots were just dropping short. And the credit to Perth, I thought Perth put a lot of pressure on our girls, and they played a very good game. I think their coach is a new coach to the WNBL this year, Paul O'Brien. He's coming from Melbourne. He's got these Perth girls doing a good job. They've got an American import playing for them, and a couple of experienced players in Mel McClure and Deanna Smith, and they just showed that experience today was just too much for the AIS girls.
Well, we'll hear what the coaches think after this. Mission accomplished. You've got the series, and importantly, 2 points, the points which get you into fourth in the championship.
Well, I think the most pleasing thing is a lot of people in Australia are going to wake up tomorrow and actually see Perth fourth position, and they're going to say, how'd they manage that? Well, what they did is a lot of them will turn around and say, oh, they only beat the AOS. Well, okay, the reality of it is the AOS are our best young talent and our future, so we had to go out there and play. We've still got three or four young kids ourselves to come in who will make a difference, but what we've now done is we've put ourselves in with a chance, okay, and now we've just got to keep winning. You know, as I said to the girls, and I'll say to the girls in the rooms when we leave here, we just have to keep winning, because if we keep winning, we'll be in the finals. That's it. And the confidence I'll get out of this weekend when we travel home will be fantastic, because they'll realise and know, hey, look, we can get this done. And so that's what I'm particularly pleased about.
You've had, these two games, particularly very hard physical encounters, and the girls seemed to back up all right and still had the pedal to the metal at the end of the game.
Well, they did. What we did was we went to a couple of different things at the end just to really work it, and I was really pleased with the way we applied ourselves. What I'm really pleased about is they've worked incredibly hard on the court. You know, our training week this week after last week's disappointment against Townsville, we set ourselves the goal to win both. I know this is going to sound conceded, it's not meant to, but I was confident we'd win comfortably today if we could sustain the pressure. And as you saw at the end, you know, the Institute, there was a lot of turnovers. I don't know what their turnovers were, but quite often, you know, they couldn't maintain offensive pressure on us and enabled us to get, you know, a lot of cheap baskets we probably didn't deserve offensively, but because of our defence, we did a great job at denying and forcing them to make errant passes. And I said to the girls, it's momentum. If we maintain a momentum pressure, then eventually the opportunities will come and the game will break open. And when it breaks open, one team falls away, and then we go on with it. And fortunately for us, it was us today.
And your full court pressure really was upsetting them to you a number of times throughout the weekend. You just stopped them from even getting over the half in 8 seconds.
Well, we did a couple of times, but our primary focus today was to shut down quality players like Katie Lee Edzeri, Michaela Dobkins, Rebecca Schatz on the perimeter, and then really do a good job on players like Melissa Smith, players like Abby Bishop inside, you know, those sort of players, and certainly not in any way taking away from players like Rachel Herrick, those sort of players who, you know, if you don't respect them, they're going to hurt you. They will quickly come into a game and really assert themselves on it. So we said to ourselves today, we set ourselves the goal of making sure that Michaela Dobkins, who was terrific last night, was not a factor. We also set ourselves the goal of making sure that Katie Lee Edzeri, who we can see is an absolute quality guard, which she will have some many good years here at the Institute, was not a factor, and to really shut down the dribble penetration. And we thought we did that very well today. I think we can improve our defensive rotation a little bit and our split line, but other than that, I think we should be pretty happy with our defensive performance. I think anyone that keeps a team to basically, I think every quarter we reduce what they were scoring, so I'm pretty pleased with that.
Well, Coach Kingsman, just a tough weekend at the office, but still the girls are showing signs of improvement every time out on the court.
Yeah, certainly. You know, the first quarter and a half, again, as last night, I thought we were very productive offensively. We looked like we were ending up and down the floor, and then we had that 4 or 5 minute period again before half time where we had a lapse and enough to give them a break and some momentum, and from there we were in the catch up and never really got it going again.
All in all, as you have, the bye next week, so you get a time to work on a few things as you prepare for the next focus.
Yeah, well, I wish we did have a bye.
Oh, no, you got Bulleen next week.
Yeah, if we count them as a bye, we'll be doing well. No, we got Bulleen Friday night, and, you know, again, that's going to be really tough. They've come off two overtime wins against Sydney and Adelaide. So, you know, they're playing obviously pretty well against good quality opposition. So Friday night's going to be a big one for us. I guess the thing with that is it's one game, so we can have a real crack at it. And yeah, then we get 2 weeks off, so we might need to recover some of our bodies and get back again and get going.
The injury list is mounting, but I guess the focus in this week is to develop some point guard skills in Mel Smith, Rachel Herrick, because it's sort of getting that way.
Yeah, well, that is, you know, it's going to be, everyone's going to target us in that area, and at the moment with Katie's really only a true carrier, and, you know, it's a big tough ask for her to play extended minutes there. So we're going to have to cultivate one or two other people to be a bit more multi-dimensional about what they do, which is probably a good thing for their own personal development, but as a group we might suffer a little bit over the next two or three games, but hopefully with that break it gives us another 2 weeks to work on it, and then we'll see how we're travelling after that.
And of course Lisa Scaglio has had a bit more of a very intense inspection of her knee, and worst fears have been realised.
Yeah, we think at this stage, we'll find out more on Monday or Tuesday, but we think it's probably going to be at least 6 weeks. So, you know, that's the best sort of situation for us. If it's anything after that, well, then it could be a season-ending one. So we're really just waiting to see till Monday or Tuesday to find that one. But 6 weeks, you know, there's a lot of games to be played in that time, and opportunities for other people to do some things out on the floor, so hopefully they can come through with it.
Well, all the best for the next Friday night.
Thanks, Ross.
Well, Catherine Hanks, making your appearance here in the Crosscheck WNBL with the Turf Lynx. And, well, last night they didn't know much about you, and today they really tightened up on you.
Absolutely. They did, you know, they did a good job doubling down the post and making them shoot outside shots. And Doc did an excellent job, and so did the rest of them, of just making them pay outside. So it was great.
The question is, how did you end up at the Turf Lynx?
I played in New Zealand before I came over here, and one of the coaches over there knew Paul, and so he rang me up and said, come out to Perth. I said, sure, love to. So here I am.
Do you find a big difference between what you've been doing back at home in New Zealand to what you've seen in this league so far? Because you've had a fair few games already.
Yep, we've had a fair few games. I play mostly in Europe, and basketball is definitely different here. And all the post players here are just excellent, you know, really physical inside game, and the level of basketball here is really good too, so I'm happy to be here.
2 weeks time to come back to the nation's capital, and a big assignment, Kelly Bevilacqua and Lauren Jackson.
Yep, can't wait, looking forward to it.
Have you had a chance to play much against them?
I haven't played against them at all, so.
So, a big task.
Absolutely.
Well, you've got the series win here against the AIS, and as you probably know, coming to this club, you've had a few years down towards the bottom.
Yep.
So, this ensures you probably won't get the wooden spoon this year.
Nope, and, you know, we all came together at the end of the season, and so we're going to go out here and win some games, so that's what we're doing. It's a good start for us.
All the best.
Thank you very much.